Oh, Radio 191 FM podcast? Nice one.
Yeah, I'm here with Paul Kethro. He's just released a new single 2 weeks ago. It is called Distance. How has the reception been for that single?
Yeah, pretty good. It's been pretty good. Yeah, been pretty stoked.
So it's from a new album that hasn't been named yet.
Yes.
Why haven't you named it? But how is your process generally for naming things?
It's pretty much leave it till the last minute so I can come up with a decision. Otherwise, yeah, don't know. It's hard to, you know, it could be anything. When you've got all the options in the world, it's hard to pick one, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Have you got, like, at least an idea of what you might want the vibe to kind of be?
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of sort of, you know, I'm one option is go through the lyrics of songs and see if there's anything there that's a good representation of you know
yeah,
how I would like that, what I'd like that first impression to be. But ultimately that's kind of it really, isn't it? Is you want that first impression to be a good representation of what you're trying to portray.
Yeah. What is this new single, Distance, trying to portray?
So I wrote it during COVID when we were in lockdown and all that, you know, and ultimately it's sort of just about just that isolation and having too much time to think, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was lockdown for you generally? Was it a very creative time, or were you just mainly trapped in your own brain?
Both. It was a very creative time. I went through a stage of where I released one song a week, just demos, just for the sake of it. I made sure I'd complete the song and release it once every Monday. Yeah. And I managed to get to about 22 weeks of doing that. So it was a very creative time.
Yeah, that's great. What is the difference between the solo stuff you're doing and the stuff you do with Harvey Unclear?
Well, firstly, Harvey Unclear, my brother Michael is primarily the songwriter. And I'm playing bass. So Michael's style is a bit different to mine. It's two completely different things, really. And it had been a while since I'd had a band to play my own stuff with, so this is quite an exciting new thing for me at the moment.
Yeah, I was just looking at some of the names that you've got for the band. They're like pretty impressive, like people that have worked with like Princess Chelsea and a bunch of other great New Zealand bands. How did you manage to get involved with all of them?
Well, so I've played a few shows with Josh. He's sort of, you know, he plays in a bunch of bands and we've played a few gigs with him with Harvey Unclear. And yeah, one day I sent him a message and said, I'd be keen to start a band if you've got any ideas. And he was just like, oh yeah, I'll join.
Yeah.
And so that was cool. And then yeah, we tracked down Jamie Hanna. A friend of mine connected me up with him and he was keen and and my friend Charmian who plays violin, she's on a lot of the record as well.
Yeah,
so I've got very lucky. They're very talented people, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. How was the process of making the album? Was there like certain sonic influences you wanted to like be presented through the music? Is there a certain lyrical focus that ties everything through it? Like, what was the goal?
The goal really was I don't know. It was just like I'm excited to play my songs with a band. I got so many songs to choose from, you know. We sort of we had a live set that we were playing, and a lot of them are sort of off that set. They do all thematically tie together for the most part. And a few of them, there's a couple on there I sort of had written last minute and managed to get them on as well. One of them is, I don't know if you've heard of that, Exploding Rainbow Orchestra that Joshua Worthington Church does up here. So I was involved in one of those. And so one of the songs off the album was actually one that I'd written for that as well.
Nice. So do you have, like, much on for next year in terms of Dunedin? Will there be a show here that people could catch you at?
I would like to get down there. I've got two more singles to come out.
Nice.
That I'm going to aim to push before I put the record out. Yeah, hopefully once I get the whole album out, all going well, we'll aim to maybe do a wee tour of the country and make our way down there. Be good to come home for a show.
Do we have an expected release date?
I'm sort of for the next two singles. I'm aiming for sort of January and February, and then I think for the album, potentially sort of March, April at the latest. I would say.
Yeah, that's great. All right. One last question that I ask all my guests. Would you love me if I was a worm?
Would I love you if you were a worm?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think I would. I think I would. I think I would consider you very environmentally friendly. And I'd really have a lot of respect for what you do, you know?
Cool. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No worries.
Thank you again, Paul, for joining us, having a good yarn.
Thanks, Pat.
The new song's called Distance. We'll play it now. Any last words? Anything you want to say to the people?
I hope you like the new song, and I look forward to being able to share the whole album with you all. Thank you very much.
Great. Here it is. It's Paul Cathro with Distance here on Radio 1. Keep it locked.
Chosen the Radio 1 91 FM podcast, a fine choice indeed. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz and wherever quality podcasts hang out.